नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 49 50 51 52 सूत उवाच धर्म्यं न्यायं सकुराणां निर्वैलिकं समं महात् राजा धर्मसुतो राज्ञा प्रत्यन्नन्दं त्वचो दिद्विजा सूत उवाच धर्म्यं न्यायं सकुराणां निर्व्यलिकं समं महत् राजा धर्मसुतो राज्ञः प्रत्यन्दत्वचो द्विजाः सूत उवाच
सूत गोस्वामी सेड
धर्म्यम् इन अकॉर्डेंस विद द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन न्यायम्
जस्टिस
सकरुणम्
फुल ऑफ मर्सी
निर्व्यालिकम्
विदाउट डुप्लीसिटी इन धर्मा समम
इक्विटी महत
ग्लोरियस
राजा
द किंग
धर्मसुतः
सन
राज्ञः
बाय द क्वीन
प्रत्यनंदन
सपोर्टेड
वचः
स्टेटमेंट्स
द्विजा
ओ ब्राह्मणास
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद
जय शिल प्रभुपाद।
सूत गोस्वामी सेड ओ ब्राह्मणास किंग युधिष्ठिर फुल्ली सपोर्टेड द स्टेटमेंट्स ऑफ द क्वीन विच वेर इन अकॉर्डेंस विद द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन and were justified, glorious, full of mercy and equity and without duplicity. Please repeat. Suta Goswami said,
O Brahmanas,
King Yudhishthir, fully supported
the statements of the Queen,
which were in accordance with the principles of religion, and were justified, glorious,
full of mercy,
and equity,
and without duplicity.
Purport. Maharaj Yudhishthir, who was the son of Dharmaraj or Yamraj, fully supported the words of Queen Draupadi in asking Arjuna to release Ashwatthama. One should not tolerate the humiliation of a member of a great family. Arjuna and his family were indebted to the family of Dronacharya because of Arjuna's learning the military science from him. If ingratitude were shown to such a benevolent family, it would not be at all justified from the moral standpoint. The wife of Dronacharya, who was the half body of the great soul, must be treated with compassion, and she should not be put into grief because of her son's death. That is compassion. Such statements by Draupadi are without duplicity, because action should be taken with full knowledge. The feeling of equity was there because Draupadi spoke out of her personal experience. A barren woman cannot understand the grief of a mother. Draupadi was herself a mother, and therefore her calculation of the depth of Kripi's grief was quite to the point. And it was glorious because she wanted to show proper respect to a great family. We'll take the next few shlokas.
Nakula saha devascha.
Yuyudhano dhananjaya.
Bhagavan Devaki putro.
Ye chane yascha yoshitah. Nakulah.
Sahadeva.
Cha.
And.
Yuyudhanah. Satyaki.
Dhananjaya.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
Devaki putra. The son of Devaki.
Lord Shri Krishna.
Ye. Those.
Cha.
And.
Anye.
Others.
Ya.
Those.
Cha.
And.
Yoshitah.
Ladies. Nakula and Sahadeva, the younger brothers of the king, and also Satyaki, Arjuna, the personality of Godhead Lord Shri Krishna, son of Devaki, and the ladies and others all unanimously agreed with the king. Take the next one.
Tatra hamrashito bhimas.
Tasya shreyan vadha smrataha.
Na bhartur natmanas charthe.
Yohan suktan shishun vratha.
Tatra thereupon.
Said.
Amarshitah.
In an angry mood.
Bhima.
Tasya. His.
Shreyan.
Ultimate good.
Vadaha.
Killing.
Smrataha.
Recorded.
Na. Not.
Bhartuhu.
Of the master.
Na. Not.
Atmanaha.
Of his own self.
Cha.
And.
Arthe.
For the sake of.
Yaha.
One who.
Aham.
Killed.
Suptan.
Sleeping.
Shishun.
Children.
Pratha.
Without purpose. Bhima, however, disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit, who in an angry mood had murdered sleeping children for no purpose and for neither his nor his master's interest. Take the next one. Nishamya Bhima Gaditam.
Draupadyascha Chaturbhujah.
Alokya Vadanam Sakhyur.
Idam Aha Hasan Iva.
Nishamya.
Just after hearing.
Bhima.
Gaditam.
Spoken by.
Draupadya.
Of Draupadi.
Cha.
And.
Chaturbhujah.
The four-handed.
Personality of Godhead.
Alokya.
Having seen.
Vadanam.
The face.
Sakhyuhu, of his friend.
Idam,
this. Aha,
said.
Hasan,
smiling.
Eva,
as it.
Translation. Chaturbhuja, the four-armed one, or the personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and he began to speak as if smiling. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna had two arms, and why he is designated as four-armed is explained by Sridhar Swami. Both Bhima and Draupadi held opposite views about killing Ashwatthama. Bhima wanted him to be immediately killed, whereas Draupadi wanted to save him. We can imagine Bhima ready to kill while Draupadi is obstructing him. And in order to prevent both of them, the Lord discovered another two arms. Originally, the primeval Lord Sri Krishna displays only two arms. But in his Narayana feature, he exhibits four. In his Narayana feature, he resides with his devotees in the Vaikuntha planets, while in his original Sri Krishna feature, he resides in the Krishna Loka planet, far, far above the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. Therefore, if Sri Krishna is called Chaturbhuja, there is no contradiction. If need be, he can display hundreds of arms, as he exhibited in his Vishwarupa shown to Arjuna. Therefore, one who can display hundreds of thousands of arms can also manifest four whenever needed. When Arjuna was perplexed about what to do with Ashwatthama, Lord Sri Krishna, the very dear friend of Arjuna, voluntarily took up the matter just to make a solution, and he was smiling also. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Dharmyam Nyayam Sakuranam Sakarunam Nirvyalikam Samam Mahat Raja Dharma Suto Ragya Satyananda Dvacho Dvija. Sutta Goswami said, O Brahmanas, King Yudhishthira fully supported the statements of the Queen, which were in accordance with the principles of religion and were justified, glorious, full of mercy and equity, and without duplicity. Nakula Sa Devascha Yuyudhano Dhananjaya Bhagavana Devaki Putro Yechanye Yascha Yoshitaha. Nakula and Sahadeva, the younger brothers of the king, and also Satyaki, Arjuna, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, son of Devaki, and the ladies and others all unanimously agreed with the king. Tatra hamarshito bhimastasya sheyana vadhasmrataha na bhartunyan ascharye yohan suptan shishun vratha. Bhima, however, disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit, who in an angry mood had murdered sleeping children for no purpose and for neither his nor his master's interest. Nishamya bhima gaditam draupadyascha chaturbhujah alokya vadanam sakhya sakhyur idam aha hasan nayin iva. Chaturbhuja, or the personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and he began to speak as if smiling. So now Suta Goswami is describing further what happened. When Ashwatthama was brought in front of Draupadi, tied like an animal by Arjuna, after retracting the Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama, with the help of his own Brahmastra. So now, Draupadi Krishna had asked him to kill. Krishna had told him to kill. And Draupadi, to the surprise of many, who was wanting the head of Ashwatthama, but when we saw him in that situation, that condition, she first of all paid obeisances, and then she is telling to release. She is just saying, how can you kill a Brahmana's son, especially spiritual master's son? Not spiritual master, I would say, the teacher's son, because Gurunacharya was more of a martial teacher, you know, martial art teacher. So here, now you see, each character is being revealed. Yudhishthir, King Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is, we know, he is a Dharmaraj's son. You know, and is very, very compassionate, thorough gentleman, very soft at heart. So he also saw an opportunity. The moment Draupadi said something, he immediately supported. Because he never wants bloodshed. If everything was left to him, he would have said, okay, Duryodhan, you take what you want. But now all these devotees of Krishna, they are working on Krishna's instructions. So they have stopped thinking. They stopped using any discrimination. That is the system. Once you accept somebody as a supreme or guru, then no discrimination. People ask, oh, so Krishna asked me to jump in the well, should I jump in the well? Oh yes, why not? But the question is whether Krishna will do that. Krishna will ask somebody to jump in the well? No, Krishna is our best friend. There is nobody better than Krishna when it comes to friendship or taking care of us. He says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. I take care of the devotees. If he lacks something, he gives. If he has something, he preserves. So why he will harm us? Why? You know, we are his dear children. So here we see so many qualities have been shown in one statement. Qualities of Queen Draupadi. How they were, whatever she said was accordance with the principles of religion. Dharmyam, dharmayam, dharmyam. Then it is nyayam, justified. Nyaya, nyaya is justice. Sakarunam, full of mercy. Full of mercy. Nivyalikam, without duplicity. See, this is very interesting. What is duplicity in dharma? That you say something and you do something else, you know. We say, oh, Bhagavad Gita says that, Bhagavad Gita is great, but when we don't follow it. Like yesterday, I mean, classic example of duplicity. Yesterday one lady came to the shop, you know, to our restaurant, higher taste. And we're just talking. She generally talks whenever she comes, as I'm giving her a pack of prasad, she's talking. And then we started discussing about how the multinationals are controlling the eating habits of the Western countries. And then from there it went to, you know, like everything, like this consumerism. And then we walked to the cash counter, and there she had a coupon, you know, she has to give me a coupon to ticket. And she took out a big bunch of credit cards. So she started looking for the coupon, and so she has to take out so many credit cards. And she realized her own fallacy, you know. So she said, oh, although I'm talking up against all this, but I'm carrying so many of them. I'm sorry, I feel bad. She said, I'm feeling guilty. And I was showing him one picture where one lady is dragging her husband out of the room with his computer and everything, you know. Because he's busy with Facebook. So she says, I have to catch my own ear and, you know, pull myself out of the room because I am the culprit. So this is duplicity. But here, Draupadi had no duplicity. She was just, she meant what she meant. Okay. And then, it's Mahat, Samam. Samam means equity, equilibrium, you know. There's no ups and downs. What she's saying is perfect. Mahat, glorious. Okay. So then, after all these qualifications, all this glorification of Draupadi. See, Suta Goswami is glorifying Draupadi. He is not saying. And then immediately, naturally, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he agrees. And when he agrees, the next bunch, all his younger brothers start agreeing now. Nakula, Sahadeva, Arjuna. And Devaki Putra, Krishna, who had earlier said, you kill, is also agreeing. So this way, and the ladies, Arjuna also agrees. But Bhima doesn't agree. Bhima says, no. This is not right. He has to be killed. Why? Because it is for his own good. Tasya Shreyan. Vadaha Smrata. Vada. Kill him. Na Bhartur Natmanas Charthe. Because Bhartur is the master. He says, for the sake of his master, Duryodhana, and for his own sake, he should be killed because he killed the sons of Draupadi, Vratha, without purpose. You know, like we say sometimes, why are you crossing the road? Simply. Why are you doing this? Simply. So same way, Vratha. No reason. He had no reason to kill sons of Draupadi, but he did it. So Bhima recommended that he has to be killed. He has to be killed. There is no way. So now, in such situation, who is going to decide? You know, one person saying, of course they would have said, democracy, you take a vote, and they get 5 votes, and Bhima gets 1 vote, and he is defeated. But that's not how it worked, you know. In those days, when the kings were there, it was not democracy or anything. It was the Rajya. It was one person kingdom. And that person was, of course, a benevolent dictator. So here, Nishamya Bhima Gatitam. When Krishna heard him saying, Bhima's talking, and then also he heard Draupadi. So here, Prabhupada explains why this word Chaturbhuja comes, you know. Krishna was there in his two-handed form, Dvibhuja form, his original form. And why this name comes? So Prabhupada explains through Sridhar Swami. And what is that? Draupadi says, don't kill. And Bhima says, kill. So there is a chance that Bhima may take the law in his own hands, you know, and say, okay, forget about you guys, I'm going to kill. So Krishna wanted to assert, you know, that he is the controller there, not these people. So Krishna's 400 form of Narayana is sometime exhibited. Like before taking appearing in this on this planet, Krishna showed his Narayana form to Devaki and Vasudev, so that they know that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Same way, Krishna here showed his 400 form, so that there is no more quarrel. They don't quarrel for some, you know, deciding about this, whether to kill or not to kill. So, another thing he says, Hasanna Iva. Hasanna, he is smiling. So you can imagine, the situation is so grave. You know, a person has been brought, everybody is in a serious mood there, and Krishna is smiling. His smile indicates that he knows. He only planned the whole thing. The whole blueprint is Krishna, you know. Who will do what, at what time, what he will speak. Everything is pre-planned. And so Krishna knows that, oh, now I knew that this situation is going to come and they will ask me to take a decision. But his decision, again, you know, in the next shlokas, the last shlokas of this chapter, which we'll take up tomorrow, we'll see how Krishna handles the situation, how he brings out a solution which is acceptable to everybody. So, I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If you have any question, comment, we can take that up. Thank you.